Next case, please.
The next application is 12,180 Brian and Alice Lewesky seek variances from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Road, approximately 456 feet north of the intersection with Kent Road and Newcastle Road in Indian River Acres Development. The 911 address is 30165 Sussex Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 30. Staff would note they're specifically requesting an 11-foot front yard variance for the steps. The request for the variance for the rear yard can actually be addressed by staff. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive two mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. And sir, you've been sworn, so I'll just ask you to repeat your name for the record.
Yes, sir. I'm Brian Elliott with Insight Homes.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to proceed.
Yes, sir. I'd respectfully request the variance based on the criteria for a variance. It is a very unique piece of property. The lot's narrow, it's shallow, and it's also on a canal, and as well as in a flood zone. It cannot otherwise be developed due to the unique condition of the lot and the home having to be raised. There's no way to actually develop the property and have a front door without the front steps protruding into that front yard setback that we're requesting to allow reasonable use. It's not created by the applicant, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It will actually enhance the neighborhood. It is indeed the minimum variance requested to afford release due to the home having to be raised. So this project for the front yard setback is, as I said, it's a small lot. It's 5,000 square feet. It's on the canal. And it's also in a flood zone, so we have to raise the house. So they want to drive in underneath the house, of course, to be able to park. Because the lot's so narrow, the only way they can have a front door is if they actually have a front step that protrudes into that front setback. With that said, I got a phone call from the owner this weekend, and the HOA, they don't really have an ARC review committee. But I think there's five residents that live there a year round. They reached out and said, hey, we're kind of concerned about the step going into, 11 feet in that front yard setback. And he tried to explain to them, well, because it's coming off the middle floor there, because there's a garage underneath, there's no other way to actually have a front door and a step coming down that actually looks aesthetically pleasing. They were very concerned, and because, hey, they're good people, they felt like, listen, we're the new guys in town. If we can accommodate them in any way, they were willing to do so. So what I did, I actually had John Warble change the plan today, last minute, and had the surveyor draft a new survey, of which I want to give you. The right-hand side, instead of coming straight down off the front, we'd actually like to request a 3-foot variance or a 4-foot variance off the front instead of 11-foot variance. Even though it will actually, may I?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, give them all, and I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now, what you're about to see with that front step, instead of coming straight off the front, it's going to go to the right, and then it's going to turn, have a landing, come back down to towards the left. What that does, it actually blocks one garage door, okay? So it's going to look funny because it locks the garage door, but they really weren't going to be able to use that as we would typically use a garage door because there's a holding tank in the right front corner of the property. So even though they'd have use of that right side front garage door, it's not like it would be a normal just drive straight in. So they said, hey, Brian, try to change this last minute and request less of a setback variance to keep the neighbors happy. So that's what I brought up, and we're requesting that now, okay? There was also a rear setback variance.
We can take care of that okay. Front with staff.
Okay, so that's really the gist of it. Mm-hmm. I know it's last minute. It just happened this weekend. I just had it drafted today. But we'd like to reduce the variance request just to, hey, keep peace with the neighbors and the homeowner's happy and everybody's happy.
And therefore making a minimum to afford relief?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Very well done.
It'll look funny, but they're happy, and I think it's the right thing.
Right.
Okay. Okay. And so you had stated there's a holding tank, so I assume that's why you can't. Well, first off, you've got, it appears to be less than a 1,500 square foot footprint.
It is, sir, yes.
Yeah. And, okay. And of course, with it being elevated for the floodplain, you have to have access, ingress and egress.
Yes, sir. And the issue is having a front door. They wouldn't have a front door. They wanted the front sure. elevation of their house to look nice.
Sure.
And the only way they could kind of figure out how to design it with Mr. Warfel was to bring that step straight down. But after talking to the neighboring homeowners, like I said, they were willing to alter that.
And then the holding tank presents additional issues.
It does. It does. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Are there questions from members of the board?
No questions at this time.
The garage.
Yes, sir.
So it's going to be open all the way underneath, or are you going to close that garage completely in?
No, the garage is, because it's in a floodplain, the first floor living space is actually 9 feet off the ground.
Okay.
So the garage is going to have two garage doors on the front, and it's completely open going underneath.
Completely open?
Unconditioned, yes, sir.
So no garage doors, no nothing?
Yeah, two garage doors on the front.
Okay.
It's enclosed with a 9 foot poured concrete wall. And wood slats around it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just no okay. living space.
No living conditions. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, no other questions.
Ms. Cornwell, did you have a question?
I would state, based on the revised survey, steps are allowed to encroach 5 feet into the setback, which means he does not need a variance based on the revised plan he presented tonight.
I'm sorry.
I would agree.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you're only 2.5 feet into the front yard setback,
right.
And you actually have a few extra feet to go. Steps
gotcha.
Can encroach 5 feet.
Okay.
You are actually
as
11.
Long as they're not covered, right?
From
correct.
The first floor.
So the open and unenclosed steps can encroach 5 feet, and based on this, he's at 27.5 feet, so this does not no longer requires a variance.
Oh, great. And okay. I revise my
okay.
permit with
can
the county.
And question, John?
Absolutely.
Can put his money back for this one?
Well, I think that late in the game, I don't know.
Late.
It's...
Yeah.
I don't know, what's the general consensus? I mean, it's great that they did, but...
I mean, who changed it?
Well, it was advertised.
Yeah, the county did have expenses with advertising and what have you, Mr. Workman.
I wouldn't
so.
Expect that. I know the homeowner doesn't.
Right.
I think...
Who changed to help?
It's a great outcome. Thank you, Mr. Workman, for considering that, but...
Okay.
I'm happy.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen. Have a good night.
Uh-huh. You too, sir.
No other questions from members?
Nope.
Mr. Sharp?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Are there persons here in favor of the application? Yes, sir.
Doesn't matter, man.
No, we have to get.
Yeah, we've got a public hearing, so we can.
Oh.
Mr. Riegel,
you can come forward, sir.
Mr. Elliott, if you
can
step aside.
You can have a seat.
You can have a seat.
And you've been sworn in, so if you just state your name for the record.
Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest. Excellent with that going through, coming in, meeting the requirements, everything is perfect. When I was here speaking about with the undersized lots and coming in, the one thing that I had and when I got reading through it was with the 115-82 or 182 and 183 without them in front of me. What's in the code now on the website under this chapter zoning code was never replaced with the new zoning code. Changes in it. So when people are looking at what's currently up on the county website for the code, it's all the old code that pre-exists March 20th for the acceptance. And this application, I believe the application date, just for my own clarity, it looks like it came in before March 19th, so I don't think it would have applied to the new ones with pulling the variance or however it all works. But undersized lot, make it fit, everybody's happy and everybody's consistent.
Okay, thank you. That'll be noted.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that with the website to make sure it's up to date.
It's noted in the new laws on the online code. They are the system that is currently that houses the code online is still working on getting them integrated, but they are there under the new law section.
Thank you for bringing that, Mr. Reed.
Okay, so the whole ordinance hadn't been rewritten?
Correct.
Okay.
But the ordinances are there, on there, on the website.
Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Do you want to move that you recognize that a variance is not needed?
Hello, hour's getting late, sorry.
I think probably would be, when is the motion denied for, because variance is not necessary?
I make a motion that we deny case number 12,180 due to the fact they do not need the variance, Mr. Chairman.
Motion accepted, is there a second?
Second.
And all those in favor, by signifying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion's carried. Next case, please.